This is Clark and the Coach, presented by Advanced Roofing Technologies, with Clark Johnson and Bruce Dick.
Good Wednesday morning, everybody. Welcome to Clark and the Coach, and it truly is today a fantastic day in my life, because it is Clark and the Coach. Bruce Dick back in with us today after a couple of days of teaching our youngsters. Coach, how are you?
Doing good, Clark. Monday, Tuesday had a terrific little three-on-three camp.
Way to go.
Over at Power to Play in Windsor, and caught the All-Star game last night.
We'll talk about that, you bet. We're baseball guys.
So, and still, by far, the best All-Star game in professional sports, hands down, baseball.
And last night was not the greatest game of all time. It was
not a lot of offense.
Nah, not a lot of. The pitching was fantastic, which I knew it would be. 13 of the last 16 have gone under the number now in All-Star games. There were some other things last night that I loved. I love the open mics with Nestor Cortez and Alex Trevino back behind the plate calling pitches. And talking about what he's going to throw, and then Nestor would say, "What do you got here?" And Trevino would come back with a call, and then Nestor would make the next two or three call pitches. You know, fantastic stuff.
And it's baseball.
Yeah.
Being a pitcher, not near that level, but it's still pitching. You know what you want to throw.
Sure, sure.
You know where you want to locate it.
Right.
Sometimes with analytics, we make such a big deal of tendencies and this and that. But when you have the ability of those guys, let's go inside. Let's go high heater inside.
High heater, cutter down, and cutter low, cutter in.
And it's one of those pitches on the strike zone where they show the camera now that is right there on the dot
right
of
on
the
it.
Corner.
Yep, yep. Or the one, I remember the one that Nestor missed. He goes, let's go cutter in. And then he threw the pitch and it went up and out. And he goes, or up and out. Yeah, I thought that was a blast to see them kind of working together, figuring out what they're going to do to get the hitters out.
Backdoor cutter, and he nailed
terrific
it.
Terrific stuff, yeah. Now, and then the open mic with Stanton and Judge on right field and left field. That was great. I mean, two of the best guys in the game you get to talk about. And just hearing them talk during the game, fantastic stuff.
And as public, we often forget, these are just kids who love to play baseball.
Right. That's right. Yep.
You know, it's not their fault that they're making millions and millions of dollars.
Absolutely.
Because these same guys, if the conditions presented itself, they'd still be playing baseball.
Sure, at whatever price. Yeah,
right.
You're exactly right. Thank you to our great headline sponsor, Advanced Roofing Technologies. That's Brad Evans and his great staff, folks. 30 years out here in northern Colorado, knocking out of the park. They take care of your house, just like they did at Bruce's house. Going to take care of you. Stand behind everything they do. They're knocking it out. They've done a bunch of work out at Resurrection Christian Schools. They've done great work on the new Eaton High School, which is to open soon. So Advanced Roofing Technologies, they're Northern Colorado strong, and they're going to get you in the mix and simply take care of you on time, on budget. It is Brad Evans, his great staff. Call him today, 970-663-0203. We stand by him here at Clark and the Coach at Advanced Roofing Technologies. I got to say, yesterday, and you weren't here last couple of days, I had a big week last week. I went 4-for-5 in the picks during the week. 4 winning days, 1 losing day. Ended up 311 ahead for the week. Got into this week, and I throw my 100. And I said, this is not something I'd bet. I wouldn't bet my own money on it. Well, okay, maybe I did. Maybe I took a 20 spot and put it on Juan Soto to win the home run derby, and it got me back, I think, 152.
Nice.
So that was a nice little hit. That was luck, though, because Bruce, Julio Rodriguez stole the show. He stole the show. He just had to go through a tougher side and then got tired in a spot where Soto had an easy trip. I mean, he had Pujols in the semis. No offense to Pujols, but easier win.
There's the reason Albert Pujols was put on into the All-Star game by the commissioner.
Of course.
And a great move by the commissioner to put him and Miguel Cabrera into the game, and it was so much fun to watch the younger guys just rally their presence around Pujols and Cabrera.
Yep.
It was fun to see. But you're right. Juan Soto got the benefit of that in the home run derby.
It was just luck. I mean, he didn't have the winner. If you picked home run derby and you had Julio Rodriguez, you deserve to win. No question about it. But last night, All-Star game, going off the air yesterday, I said, it's a lean. I said National League. Okay, they lose 3-2. I just thought the National League's lineup of pitchers, there were six of them that I use all year in the major leagues that were pitching in that lineup. And I thought they can hold them down. Really? Except for the back-to-backs, the home runs early. They did everything that National League pitching did, everything that they were supposed to do.
It's kind of what baseball could be
because
of pitching dominance and the power of these young hitters. Pitchers can dominate, but you make a mistake, and the long ball is prevalent now.
Yep, no doubt about it.
But man... the great young players in this game.
Sure, absolutely.
Clark, there may be, I was listening a little bit to MLB yesterday, and they're predicting possibility up to 20 Hall of Famers that played in the game.
Is that right? That's crazy.
15 they nailed for sure.
Yep. And I knew going in, I had watched Julio Rodriguez play in the Seattle run. Seattle's won 14 in a row.
They are. I'm anxious to see this team play after the All-Star break to see if they can continue the mojo they've created.
So I've seen this kid play a bunch, and he's terrific. It surprised me that he was so dominant. I mean, 63 shots in the first two rounds, 32 and 31.
I'm
like this. He was like a machine. I mean, it was crazy good. And that's a guy. You've got to circle him. I mean, for the next 15 years in Major League Baseball, he's a Mike Trout kind of guy. I mean, he can do everything. So this is going to be fun. It seems way comfortable in center field. So
just all the stars.
Oh, my God.
Juan Soto.
Yep, you're right.
Rodriguez. Tatis Jr., who didn't play.
No, I know.
I mean, there's so many.
Yep. It was fun, though. And of course, one of my I bet the under. That was my big play. I threw out the National League, but I also said National League and under. But when I got down to it and I got down to putting down the cabbage, I played the under. And two runs early for the National League in the first, I'm like, okay. And then three pretty early for the American League, and I'm like, oh, man. But you know what? I still felt like the pitchers were going to be in control of that thing. But having the under, you wouldn't believe how excited I was when Clayton Kershaw picked off Ohtani in the first inning. And it was kind of funny because the pickoff by Kershaw was really, it wasn't a great, he just kind of haphazardly threw over there. And Ohtani kind of haphazardly got back to the bag and they got him. And then he's laughing. That's the difference between a regular season game, an important, and the All-Star game.
And Ohtani's gloves were in his back pocket.
Right.
He didn't even have them on.
Right.
So intentions of stealing probably weren't prevalent in his mind.
Well,
talk about a superstar, though.
Yeah, no kidding.
How Ohtani
and
is
to hear the
so
other
good.
MLBers talk about him, Bruce.
Yeah,
they're in awe of him. I mean, that's. It's what he can do on the hill, and then what he can do at the plate, it's unmatched right now. And I heard two different MLB guys being interviewed say, yeah, he's one of the best. Well, you know, he's probably the best player in the game. If you can do that.
There's no doubt.
I mean, talk about most valuable.
Let's say he's a pitcher only.
Right.
Okay. He's in the status of the top 10 guys getting paid.
Probably still an all-star guy just on the mound.
He's to $25 million a year pitcher.
Right.
If he just plays in the field or DHs, he's a $20 to $30 million player.
Agreed.
So this guy's next contract, he's not making very much money right now.
No, just wait.
But is his next contract, will he be the first over $50 million guy?
Well, what did Soto turn down 40 plus, right?
Well, his agent.
$400 million, yeah. Is that Boros? I mean,
yeah.
It's not Boros.
Scott
is
Boros.
It? Oh, my God.
Yes,
yep.
And we get tired of his act a little bit. I mean, you know, he has to have everything at the top and break all the records and... Sometimes the players, I think, have to take more control of their agents,
sure.
like Freddie Freeman just did.
Right, that's right.
You know, and say, you know what, these need to be my decisions.
Right, absolutely. There's no doubt about that. I laughed, and we're talking about what the players are getting paid, too. $1 million went to the winner of the Home Run Derby, and I thought that's unfair because here you have a guy turning down a $400 million contract and a guy, you know, $40 million a year there, and a guy in Rodriguez who's making $750,000. I know in baseball terms that's not a, or in regular terms that's a lot, but in baseball terms it's squat.
Nothing.
And, so the million should have gone to him, I'm just saying, but I'm glad it didn't for my pocketbook. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah,
so.
If he would have won the $1 million there and then possibly been the MVP,
sure.
he would have made way more money in one
way
night
than
he's playing for this entire season.
Yeah,
now, if you're Seattle, don't you go and offer him, Clark, 400 and some million?
I mean, you got to ink
on a 15-year
deal. You got to ink him for a long,
as long as you
can't
can.
Let that guy go. You know, you just can't. He's a five-tool player. He's got all of
Tampa Bay even did
like
it
I
with
said,
their young yep. shortstop.
That's right. That's right. So, yeah, that was fun last night. No question about it, the All-Star game. On the show today, Keith Aragon, Fort Collins softball coach, going to jump on. He's all kinds of Fort Collins. We'll talk to Keith about that season, assistant coach on the baseball team, all that good stuff. Talk to Coach here in a second. And then his son, Diego Aragon, who played at Indian Hills, renowned junior college
baseball program,
of course, and then now has slipped out. He's playing summer ball up in Regina, Canada, and for the Regina Red Sox up there. Just got up there late in the season. I think they've got 3 weeks left, but as you said, they needed a catcher.
They needed a catcher, and Diego's the guy, and anxious to hear his selection of colleges. Now that he's leaving the JUCO route.
Right, headed to Louisiana.
On to Louisiana.
Yep. Yeah,
yes.
How about that? So, and we talked. I talked to him a little bit this morning and sounded like I just got him out of bed. I go, what time is it there? I called him about 8:58, and he goes, yeah, it's 9 o'clock here. And I said, yeah, well, it is here, too. So I said, sorry to wake you. But and we talked a little bit about Jackson.
It's minor league
base,
but well, not minor league. It's not professional, but, late night.
Sure, sure, no doubt. And tonight they play at 7 o'clock. Against Brooks. I don't know who that is or where they are, but
somewhere in Canada.
Yeah, about 3 weeks left in that season, and then he'll head to Louisiana for another stint in college baseball coming up. So Keith Aragon, Diego Aragon, tomorrow, if you're more of a softball fan as well, we got more for you. Kaleo Chung, the fifth-year coach out at Rocky Mountain on the girls' side there, we'll talk to him and try to snag somebody else for tomorrow as well. But all of this coming to you from the Owl Communications Studios at Clark and the Coach. Bruce is back in the house today, and he'll be here today and tomorrow. We will come back in a moment and continue. Coach Keith Aragon from Fort Collins jumps on when we come back right here. Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Welcome back to the program, Allo Communication Studios. Clark and the Coach, Clark Johnson, Bruce Dick with you on a Wednesday here, post All-Star game. So we thank right now our good friends at Amco, Fort Collins Amco of Loveland, 40 years making that store number one in the region. That's what Don Scott did. He built this empire, and now they're taking care of you in Loveland as well. Been doing that here for a number of months, and take that great customer service, all that expertise. Dave Martin, who's been with Don for the better part of 30 years. Lance Pickett, better part of 30 years. What a staff together. What a team at Amco of Fort Collins and Amco of Loveland. They'll get you straight just like they got us straight. The Johnson family, all of our cars go there. They keep us on the road. We love what they do. It's Amco of Fort Collins, Amco of Loveland, putting the care back into car care. Total car care, too. Top to bottom, not just transmissions. They've got it all for you. Transmissions, brakes, maintenance, and so much more. Amco of Fort Collins, Amco of Loveland. All right, let's go to the Gold Parts Hotline right now. Good friend of the show, softball head coach out at Fort Collins High School, assistant coach in about 800 other sports. Keith Aragon jumps on the phone with us right now. Coach, how are you this morning?
Oh, great. How you guys doing?
Yeah, we're doing okay. Did you get a chance to see the All-Star game last night? Was that on your dial?
Yeah, I saw a little bit of it. We were having dinner at best place in Fort Collins, Jim's Wings, but
they
put it on.
Well, you know, that's
that funny. Is a free plug, but
it
yes.
is, it is. But anytime you plug wings, because I was saying, God, there's, you know, I'm a Wing Shack guy, originally a Buffalo Wild Wings guy, but then I moved to Wing Shack. I think they're terrific. Jim's Wings are fantastic. Even Pizza Casbah's got great wings. I hear that Crazy Carl's has, so I'm just a wing guy. I mean, when you're sitting down watching sports, Keith, you got to have some wings with you, right?
Sure. Yeah,
The only wings better that maybe I've had were Ernie Romero's.
Oh, really? Well, Jackson probably had something to do with that.
I think so. But
and Diego might have been there for that. You don't know. Diego probably spent half his time over there rather than with his dad. But we'll talk about Diego in a second here. How's the summer going for you guys so far? What have you been, Keith? What have you been involved in? We've got softball coming up. Your Fort Collins girls. How's the summer been? What kind of tournaments you guys getting in? And most of your kids on the Fort Collins Lambkin team, are they playing club ball somewhere?
Yeah, you know, in all the years I've coached, we really never have done anything because they all play club ball. Mm-hmm. But, you know, the majority of them play, and, you know, it's kind of like a preseason for high school, vice versa, baseball and summer ball for high school. But we have some nice gals coming back, and hopefully we can – you know, do some damage, but you never know. You know, you always have to have the horse on the mound, and
sure,
we haven't had that. I mean, we have girls that you know, do a good job for us, but haven't really got us over the hill yet.
Yeah, well, you got a lot of experience coming back though inside the circle. I mean, 85% of your innings last year were with Tafoya and Bailey. So Alex and Jasmine provided most of the pitching right there. Will it be those two again? And what's their progression been? Have you seen improvement since you guys said goodbye at the end of last season?
You know, unfortunately, I think we lost Tafoya.
Is that right?
Oh. Yeah, I haven't spoke with her, but. If not, yeah, she's a little bulldog, and she does live in Wellington, so, you know, they're getting a new high school.
Sure,
there.
Of course, yep.
Through the grapevine, but, and then Alex just made the TC Gold team.
Sweet.
But she doesn't pitch. She's a shortstop second baseman.
Okay.
So we do have a nice little group of freshmen coming in. They have a middle school league here, and they won the championship, so we'll have some of those kids too. And you know, if they can make the team, if not, you know, I'm sure they'll be on JV too, but we'll see what we have.
So coach, you're involved in so many things, and by the way, Coach Aragon does help with our open gyms also in basketball. So he's
everywhere.
He is one busy guy. But new athletic director at Fort Collins High School. We both know Kyle Tregoning, and that brings some excitement to the school, does it not?
It does. You know, Kyle's been there for, I think, 24, 25 years as a coach and as a teacher also. And, you know, he knows the demographics of the state and the you know, our league and so forth. And, you know, he's paid his dues, and it's exciting to see what he's going to do for us.
Talking with Keith Aragon, head softball coach out at Fort Collins High School, as we get ready for what should be a great Front Range League coming up this year in northern Colorado. Cannot wait for that. So Tatum, you're Tatum's oldest daughter, right?
Correct.
Okay, and so Tata, where is she playing now?
She plays for Triple Crown.
She does, okay.
Yeah.
And then is Tatum looking at going on to school somewhere?
Indian Hills, right,
Coach?
Oh,
she is, okay.
Yeah, she committed to Indian Hills.
Fantastic.
She was in that kind of class with COVID, and you couldn't go on campus.
Right.
So forth. But I think, you know, everybody has a home, and I think Tatum would do a really nice job there. She wants to be a nurse, so she's kind of looking, you know, beyond that too. And where a good nursing school would be, where she can continue on playing.
Compare the strengths of Tatum, who was terrific on your club, with your younger daughter, Tyla Aragon. Tyla, as a freshman last year, tied for the club lead in RBIs with 18. 34 hits, that led the club. So she was very impactful as a freshman. How good is she getting, and is she going to be the best Aragon when this is said and done?
Yeah, if you ask her.
I love that. She thinks she is. That's good.
You know, Tyla's... she's just a competitive kid. You know, she plays basketball as a, you know, kind of hobby, I guess you can say. But she just likes to compete.
Sure.
And last year we had a nice little talk at home, and I told her, you know, you're going to be facing 18U gold pitchers, and it's not 12 and under or 14U, and you're just going to have to change your approach. And, you know, just like any normal kid, but Dad doesn't know what he's talking about. We got her to slap, and you know, that little stinker, she got a couple doubles out of little chink hits, and you know, she's just competitive. She suited up varsity for basketball a little bit throughout the season, and then she wanted to play tennis, and her and Tatum went out for tennis, and she was varsity tennis.
So she's an athlete. So, that's all you're telling me.
Yeah, she's just a little. She's more like my wife. You know, my wife. She's a fiery redhead. So that's Tyla.
That's fantastic. Where will she? Slap hitting. Is she towards the top of the lineup?
She was our leadoff.
She was fantastic.
You know, Tatum broke her finger, and I just said, you know what, you just got to get on. And she did. She had a nice little season, but, you know, we'll see how they may pitch her a little different this year. I don't know, but I'm sure she'll be up for the challenge.
And, Coach, when does Tatum report to Indian Hills?
I think she has to be there the 22nd, maybe, 25th of August.
And they'll play fall ball?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah, they... I want to say they play Iowa State, Northern Iowa.
Fantastic.
And then, you know, there's several D3 schools out there, and I'm not sure if they play the JUCOs because they play them during the season, but, you know, they've got a nice little program over there, Coach Dial.
We're going to have your son Diego on here in a second. Had a terrific run at Indian Hills, and playing up in Canada right now, the Regina Red Sox. Got about 3 weeks or so to go in that season up there. And then he's headed to Louisiana to play his next run here in college baseball. We'll get it from the horse's mouth in a second, but that decision going to Louisiana, how much was that of that was what you had talked to Diego about, or who? How did that decision go with him?
You know, unfortunately, the COVID thing tampered his ability for recruiting and
sure,
so forth.
Of course.
But matter of fact, when that 2020 March, we were a day away from getting on the plane when they shut everything down, and when he went to Indian Hills, Coach Torres, you know, he just said, hey, I want guys that, you know, want to play and no one else is really recruiting. And he sure liked Diego. And unfortunately, he almost broke his ankle that first year. So last year he had a great year and he worked really hard in the weight room and so forth. And then they got beat in the championship. So he's going to come home, and his assistant coach is Freddie Benavides' son, the old Rockies shortstop.
Yep.
And Alec told him, he says, hey, let's make a video and we'll just put it on Twitter. Well, on the way home, he called me and said, Dad, my phone's just blown up.
Wow, that's fantastic.
And, you know, it didn't hurt that he got Defensive Player of the Year and so forth. And then he said that Louisiana Shreveport had called him, and I hadn't never really had heard of them, and I looked them up, and you know, they finished the year 53-8 in NAIA, and I said, you know, you got to go to a place that has warmer weather and that really wants you to play. I said, you know, you could he had some D1 offers, and which is great and stuff, but the coach at Louisiana, Shreveport, really was personable and called him, and I think that made a big difference. And, you know, it always helps when you win ball games. And so he just decided to go there and move on. So well, we're excited for him.
You've got your hands full, not just as a coach, but as a dad as well. So you got to be looking all around the yard. So how long are you going to do this for? Next, another 100 years coming up?
Well, my little guy is going to be an eighth grader.
Is that right? Wait, and what's his name?
His name's Nico.
Nico, is that right? So eighth grader for Nico. So you'll see him all the way through.
And Clark, Nico's the real deal.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Wow. Man, you're just a baseball factory over there, dude.
Yeah, I don't. You know what? Nico's a. I'll say it on air because it's kind of funny, but he's a mama's boy.
Is that right? How about that?
And but he works hard and he's starting to lift weights. And,
he's going to kill you for that. You know that, right?
And has a chance to be a very good basketball player.
Is that
as well.
Right? All right, all right. That's pretty good stuff. Well, a lot going on for you. You guys are. I don't see a schedule up for you on Max Preps yet. I got to the Big E and said, "Hey, send me a schedule," but I haven't seen one yet. Where do you open? I know you're part of the Loveland tournament coming up. Is that right?
Correct. Yeah, and our schedule is up. I want to say. The Triple Crown tournament, we may play a team out of Oklahoma.
Is that right? Wow. How about
and
that?
I, you know, I don't know anything about them. You know, they may be a powerhouse. Or,
that's not the tournament in Loveland. That's a different tournament, right?
No, that's the Triple Crown High School Invitational.
Yeah, that's a little, is that a week later or a couple? It's a little bit after the start. That Loveland tournament. I was talking to Dave Phillip about that. And
yeah.
That's one. I didn't see Fossil Ridge in the Loveland tournament, but Dave did say they'd be in that Triple Crown tournament. It sounds like there's people coming from all over the place. That's one of the biggest in the nation, right?
Yeah, and, you know, you're limited for high school softball. So we're one of five states that plays in the fall.
Right.
And, yeah, they have a team out of Georgia and a team out of Oklahoma coming. And
oh, fantastic.
The team out of Georgia is pretty, you know, they're pretty salty. So, and then the teams here, I believe Windsor's in it. Legend, who probably should be the number one team.
Oh, absolutely. You bet.
They're in it. And Discovery Canyon, you know, Tanya Gonzalez, Ramsey, she does a nice job
sure.
there. They're always tough, so. Yeah,
it
should be fun.
Yep, no doubt about it. Keith, thanks for jumping on with us. We've got to get save some time, get your son on the phone with us, too. Hopefully, I think I woke him up this morning, so we'll see we'll see what happens when we get him on the hook. But, Coach, thanks so much, and as we get near the season here, we'll keep an eye on you and keep checking in with you, see how your Lambkins are doing, okay?
Hey, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Coach.
You bet. Keith Aragon, head softball coach out at Fort Collins High School. That's just a Fort Collins.
And assistant boys basketball coach.
And assistant boys basketball coach, assistant baseball coach. What doesn't he do out in Fort Collins? Pretty cool stuff. And his family's blowing up. I mean,
I would say he doesn't clean the gym,
goodness.
But he does that too.
That's
okay.
Right.
Sweeps the floor, takes the trash out. You know, he's
absolutely.
That kind of guy.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Bank of Colorado. Great sponsor on the show here, Clark and the Coach. For all they do, folks, bankofcolorado.com. There's only one. It is Bank of Colorado. We'll come back in a moment, and we'll try to hook up here with Diego Aragon. He is in Regina, Canada. That's in Alberta. Same time zone as we are. I learned something today. We'll come back and talk to Diego about Canadian baseball and what it's going to be like going to play in Louisiana. Coming back in a moment on Northern Colorado's Voice. It's 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. All right, welcome back to the program, Clark and a Coach. Clark Johnson, Bruce Dick with you on a Wednesday here from the Allo Communications Studios. It's Aragon Day on Clark and a Coach. We just talked with Keith Aragon, softball coach, assistant basketball coach, assistant baseball coach, 8 million other things that he does out at Fort Collins High School. Crazy stuff there. So that
father of three athletes.
That's right. I mean, the Aragon kids, this is a factory of athletes, baseball players, softball players. I mean, they're coming out of the woodwork. So got one on the phone right now, as a matter of fact, up on the Gould Parts hotline. Regina Red Sox. That's where he's up in Canada, folks, in the Alberta district up there. Diego Aragon jumps on. Diego, how are you, my friend?
Doing well. Thanks for having me again.
Absolutely. Let's talk about this. First of all, are you a hockey guy at all or not?
I was when the Abs were winning it, but I really didn't get into it.
But you're in hockey land now, aren't you?
Oh, yeah.
Golly, yeah. I mean, terrific hockey in the area that you are right now. So tell me, I mean, how long have you been in Regina? Not long, right?
Shoot, I got in at 3 in the morning on Wednesday.
Is that right? Wow.
And then I played that same day. I caught that game, and it was a 9-inning game, and I caught the whole game when I got here.
That was kind of the calling card for these guys too. They needed a catcher, and it's funny too. I know a number of kids now that have gone after their college season have gone to Canada to play in some leagues up there, and you're one of them. So catching for you, is that going to be it? Are we going to find Diego Aragon when you go to Louisiana and play at Shreveport? There, is that your spot now, or will you find yourself at other positions? Or is catcher the deal now?
Pretty much my whole life catching has been the deal. But, I mean, they're still going to have me play first base here and try and just be in the lineup and get as much at-bats as possible. But, yeah, catching is definitely my primary position that I'll be at.
So, Diego, tell us, you know, 10 days ago, you're kind of at home, Fort Collins, just doing your thing. How did you get the call, and how did you end up in Regina?
Yeah, so I was just working out, and I knew I wanted to play and everything, but it kind of came out of the blues. I was supposed to come up here next summer, and the recruiting guy here, we had been in contact, and Frank Gonzalez actually coached up here with Marco when he was playing here, so... He was kind of the in with the recruiting guy here, and they're having a couple guys leave, and I don't need to be at school till the 20th, so it was just a good opportunity for me to come in and compete.
And how's your team?
Really good. We're a couple games out of first place right now, but we've clinched the playoffs, and it'll be fun here in the next couple weeks.
I see like 3 more weeks left in the regular season, and then is this a team bound for the playoffs?
Yeah, we're in the playoffs.
Fantastic stuff right there. What kind of weather are you getting up there right now? What does it look like?
Oh, it's beautiful. It's kind of humid. We've gotten rain the past couple days, but it's really nice.
Are we talking 70s, 80s?
Yeah, 80s. It'll get into the 90s sometimes, but it's really nice.
Yeah, Diego, what's the difference between showing up and playing daily with the Regina Red Sox as compared to Indian Hills, as compared to what you'll get down at in Shreveport? Is it this summer baseball? Is it a little more lax? I mean, what does it look like for you as a player?
Well, to be totally honest, it's like professional baseball.
Really?
I mean,
wow.
It's every day. It's wood bats. It's
sweet.
It's 10-hour bus rides. It's getting in late to the hotel, getting BP in, and then just playing. I mean, there's definitely coaching. There's adjustments that has to be made, but I mean, we're here and we know what needs to be done, and yeah, it's really fun.
What a great experience, Diego. When you got there, did you know any of the players?
Yeah. So the funny thing, I actually just listened to Jackson's. His show this morning when
sure.
I woke up
sure.
And you guys were talking about Owen, and the funny thing is Cade Nelson actually is
that's
here,
right.
And
yep.
Cade was on our first travel ball team when we were 7 and 8.
Ha.
And so baseball's a small world, and it was pretty fun. So I texted him before I came up, and it's just like the old days.
Yeah, no doubt. And I was talking to your dad, and he mentioned Cade, who was a Rocky Mountain stud, of course. Mm-hmm. And he mentioned one of the Vogesers from and Hudson is now playing at Loveland. He's a stud over there. But one of the other, I think it's Kellen Vogeser. What does he have to do with the club too?
So Kellen's in he's on another team in this league.
In the league,
I'm not sure. We'll play them. We have one more game with them. We go to their place, but I'm not sure what team he's playing for. But he's in the same league. That's pretty fun.
Do you know is Logan Mosier in your league?
No, I don't think so.
No, yeah. No. Okay, but he's somewhere. In
another
Canada.
Another Canadian. Another Canada, kid that's gone.
Canada is a big
Canada. Let's go.
It's kind of big.
All these guys, they're closet hockey fans. That's why they went to Canada. I mean, it's simple. Diego, before we let you go, tell us about the decision to go to play baseball in Louisiana too. We talked to your dad a little bit about it, but what was that fit for you? What rang the bell that said, "Hey, let's go there"?
Well, I knew I wanted to play as long as possible, and my at junior college that first year didn't count for us.
Sure.
So at the NAIA level, I knew I would have 3 years. And when coaches were reaching out and everything, my number one thing was I wanted to win. I wanted to get a ring, and winning's fun. So, and Shreveport, they do a lot of winning, and that's what I was. That was the first thing that I wanted to do, and so that's pretty much why I chose Shreveport.
Fantastic. How much are you staying in contact with Jackson?
Oh, every day.
Every day, is that right? I figured
we'll talk about the game and what he's doing and how his work's going. Yeah, every day.
What do you think about Jackson's decision?
It's awesome. Man, they got it going over there at Northern Colorado. I think Mike's going to turn the program around. Yeah, it's just great.
Yeah, I completely agree. Mike Anderson, one of the best baseball heads in the state. So, that's a great thing for UNC. And then that's what we want here, too, is great players like Jackson that played out here to come to UNC and try to move that program, move the needle there. But should be fun. Man, enjoy this. Have a safe trip to Louisiana. Enjoy the rest of your run up in Canada. But stay – all these Aragons coming out now. Tyler, your younger sister, Tatum, you know, you guys are putting on a factory over there, so it's fun to talk about you guys.
Thank you.
And have you clued Tatum in on the ins and outs of Indian Hills?
Oh yeah, she knows what she's getting into, and I think she'll do great over there.
I think she will too.
Good stuff. Diego, thank you so much for jumping on the phone with us, and we'll catch up with you soon. Okay.
Awesome. Thanks, guys.
You bet. Diego Aragon, he is playing for the Regina Red Sox out there on his way to play in Shreveport at the next
level. Excited for him to go to Shreveport.
How much fun to jump around to some different places you've never been to.
You know, in Shreveport, they do the NAI baseball.
Love it.
Is phenomenal. And, you know, they were 50-something and 8 or whatever last year.
Mm.
Winning,
he wants to win.
Winning program. Scholarship funds are good at the NAIA division, and he should have a blast there.
Performance and Wellness Institute, Ryan Wozlowski, he's the guy out there, athletic development specialist for the last 6 years now in NOCO here. PWI, your own customized, individualized, personalized fitness and performance center, located right here in the heart of Greeley. For all they do, services, trainer bios, testimonials, go to PWITraining.com. We'll come back, wrap up the program on a Wednesday here from the Allen Communication Studios. Clark and the coach back in a moment on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Welcome back to the program, Allen Communication Studio. It's been fun, the Aragon Day today. Keith Aragon, Fort Collins softball coach, and Diego Aragon, his son, who's out in Regina, Canada, Regina Red Sox, playing baseball out there as well. So what do you got? Rest of the week, you're done with camps for this week.
Done with camps. A lot of training, trying to get some training in. So this afternoon I have sessions at 1, 2, and 4.
Boom, look at that.
Getting some of that done.
Youngsters?
Let's see. I have Three high school kids today.
Is that
actually.
Right? Oh, good.
Yeah, three high school kids today.
Well, so. Maybe you can, maybe one of those you snag and they come over to Fort Collins.
No,
and,
we don't do that.
Yeah.
We don't do that.
Could I almost get you in trouble for saying that?
Absolutely.
Oh, God. So you know, that so. Never came out of my mouth. No,
I'll tell you.
That's not something
a,
you would ever do anyway.
A young man from northeastern Colorado that plays in the Patriot League.
Okay.
Coming today to
Very
work
cool.
on his game. A young freshman. From the Longmont area.
Wonderful.
You know, so different places, different kids.
Well, great stuff right there, no doubt about it. Well, this has been fun today. Tomorrow, as we said, we've got Cleo Chung, the softball coach out at Rocky Mountain High School. Got the chance to umpire the other day for his 9-year-old son's Triple Crown team. That was fun in Longmont, so we'll talk to Cleo tomorrow, have another interview along the way. We'll plug somebody into that spot, but I want to thank you guys for jumping in with us today. No best bets today because there's no games today, none at all for you. Whole show's coming up next. What are they going to talk about today? We'll find out. All-star stuff, I bet. Whole show's next right here, Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.